Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Inspire Before We Expire podcast show. I am your weekly host, Terrell Sumter. Guys, I'm very grateful, thankful, and graceful to be here yet another day, but another week. That's never a promise. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get into today's episode, I just want you to take some time to just close your eyes, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. And visualize where you see yourself advancing in the next 3 to 6 months. Take some time, now open, exhale. Now guys, I want you to take some time to really realize and understand that you are not on this journey alone. That there is somebody out there either behind you or in front of you. But all I want you to do is focus on what's in front of you, that vision, that mission. Those people that side to side that's rooting for you each and every step of the way, because you are not alone. And guys, I also want you to take some time to appreciate and show gratitude, to tell somebody who you see here is down right now, to tell them something nice, to tell them something positive, to uplift and empower them so they can pick their head up and look forward as you do on your journey. Guys, I'm not going to take too much of your time. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to our show, The Inspire Before We Expire. I have a special guest on the show. Guys, we've been connected. Me and this young lady have been connected for some time now via social media. I mean, she's a tremendous, tremendous person, soul. She does a lot for the communities. She does a lot for those that's overseas. Guys, I just really want you to take some time before we get into today's show to get your notepads, pens, and everything else out. You may be on your devices, go to your notepad, and take some notes because you're going to need to. This young lady here is to give you gems to help you implement what she's, the steps and the principles she's implemented into her life to help her become this transformational woman she is today by guiding so many younger women, also young entrepreneurs, and those who are also finding their path to helping them just live a life of purpose, living life of self, and also giving through the time of she continuing to grow through that process. So guys, this young lady here has spent a lifetime seeking the answers to the meaning of her existence. Wow. Thoroughly questioning the meaning of life and searching for something bigger than the confined world she was living in. Her entire life, she has dedicated to finding purpose through self-exploration, movement, and external internal change. Her consistent change in environment has allowed her to adapt well and transform through the rapid change in time. Her unique life experiences have allowed her to explore different facets of worldly living that have ultimately changed her life. 4 years ago, she transitioned out of her career in the corporate fashion world. To pursue her calling, she now devotes her time to her personal growth. And she's raising a human consciousness. She works with children, teaches holistic health practices, cooks, travels, writes, and promotes philanthropic movements. Guys, oh my stars, I'm so excited. She recently returned from her second international mission trip in Eastern Guatemala with Outreach for World Hope. They provided clean water, cooking stoves, food trees, gardens, and medical treatment to 350 indigenous Guatemalan families in need. These are the life-altering experiences that drive her to show up for herself so she can show up for the rest of the world. A quote she lived by and she stand by and she just walk by each and every day. She changed yourself so you can change the world around you. Guys, I want you to stand up as I introduce my dear friend, Miss Rebecca Munoz. Rebecca, so proud to have you today.
Terrell, that was such an awesome introduction. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your intentions before you start your interviews, because that really sets the tone for how the conversation is going to flow. That's how I start my days, with meditation and intentions. And so I want to congratulate you for implementing that in your show, because it really shows that you are growing and that you believe in the power of words. So thank you so much for that. And I'm so happy to be here.
Absolutely. We are really happy to have you here as well today. I know it's your first time on the show, and I'm excited for it. I know it's going to be a one to remember. 10 years from now, we get to look at it and just smile, look at the work that was produced, right? So, Rebecca, I know I said a little bit about you and everything, but I know we want to start it before the beginning. So if you can really, really tell the people, like, why should they listen to you?
Well, my story, I'd like to say that my story is not different than many people or many of your listeners or people that you've had on your podcast already. But in my world, I think that my story is pretty unique in how I've been able to transition and transform as much as I have. It's almost been like a metamorphosis, right? From where I came from, you know what I mean? And to be able to do it on my own, granted the universe, God has always supplied me with people that I needed at that season of my life to go on to the next phase. And I believe, you know, with the conversations that I've been having, well, pretty much over the course of my transformation, but more intentionally recently, the conversations that I've been having, how I've been connecting with people, it really goes to show how much more these conversations need to be had. And so I'm really grateful that I get to, you know, talk about my story and how I've been able to transform holistically and without, you know, having to spend so much money and trying to heal my body, my mind, my spirit, you know, by utilizing the resources that are already available to me or to everyone, and to be able to do it on your own. And as that, you know, as you progress and you change and you your mindset changes, you start to attract people that are going to take you to that next level. And that's really where I'm at right now. And it's really important that we continue to have these types of conversations to raise our awareness, to raise our consciousness individually so that we can continue to help other people.
Absolutely. I love that. So when would you say like the journey first began for you when it comes to like holistic lifestyle and just everything that you're involved in right now?
Well, just to kind of give you a little bit of insight, I come from a very small town in New Mexico. I'm first generation Mexican American. And, you know, I came from what society would call poverty. You know, and so my parents basically, they did what they could, you know, raising a family of four, and my parents not really making a lot of money growing up. And so we basically ate and survived off of what we could. And I ended up suffering from a lot of health issues my entire life. And it just became the norm to go and see a Western medicine doctor. Like, that's what people do. And my entire life, I was put on medications for something because I always had physical ailments. And as I got older, I went through a lot of life experiences. I ended up leaving my hometown when I was 18 years old. I graduated high school in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and I moved to Chicago for college. Mind you, I was a small town girl. I had started traveling when I was 17. I went on my first international trip to Europe. And then I would go like to the border towns of like Chihuahua, but I never really got the opportunity to travel because we just didn't have the financial resources to do it. And so I started dreaming like by just watching shows that were broadcasted in other cities that I could, you know, that I knew existed because of that. So I just became very curious at a young age. And when I moved to Chicago, I mean, life really changed for me because I was like, I come from a small town, living in a big city, trying to figure things out on my own, working really hard, going to school full time. And naturally, the impact of stress really hit me. And I mean, I was stressed and I didn't even know that I was stressed. And I mean, have you ever been to Chicago?
No, I haven't been. I got some family and friends out there though.
Yeah, well, Chicago's an amazing city. There's so many great facets of that city, but it can definitely suck you in if you've never experienced anything like that. And, you know, shortly after I got there, you know, I was just exploring myself, like trying to find myself, because I lived a life of restrictions. Like, I wasn't allowed to do anything, although I did. Like, I was a wanderer from the very beginning. Hence my shirt. Wow. I was a wanderer from the very beginning, and I just loved to explore, but because there were so many restrictions upon me, you know what I mean? And so when I got to Chicago, like, I just started experimenting with different things. I got into a relationship that was not the healthiest, and my body started to, like, my health just started to deplete. I was so sick all the time. Like, I couldn't shake it. And so, like, years pass by, and you know, you experience when you're on your own and you're trying to figure things out and you don't really have the financial resources, you don't come from that background, like, you're basically just figuring life as you go, you're surviving. And that's what I was doing. I was surviving. Like, I was doing everything that I knew how to do it, how the way that I was taught. And if I wasn't taught, I was just learning it as I went, you know. I was teaching myself and learning from my environment. And like, fast forward, you know, to 2012, I had already moved around a lot. Like, I graduated college, I went to LA, I moved to LA, lived in LA for 2 years, went back to New Mexico for a little bit, went back to Chicago, and all these life experiences are happening for me, like, crazy. Yeah. And I started to really, as things are progressing, I'm starting to really pay attention to my body. Granted, I've always been pretty intuitive, but, like, not intentionally intuitive. So just starting to pay attention to my body and how it was responding to certain environments, certain people, you know, jobs. I was never afraid to leave jobs if I didn't feel right in them. Like, I'm sure that you've been in environments where people constantly complain. Like, it's every single day, it's complain, complain, complain about the same thing or something different, but it's just, like, always complaining. And I could be in an environment like that for maybe 6 months, and if it started to get really bad, my body would start to react. And yeah. I started to pay attention to my body. So slowly I started to make changes, and I started to do the process of elimination, where I was like, naturally people were falling off because I was changing my environment so much. And then I was starting to play with different foods and, you know, different intentions, affirmations, you know, working on my personal growth, reading a lot, you know, just getting more into my spirituality, and things started to really shift. I started manifesting a lot of things that they were manifesting for me, but it would take a little bit longer. Wow. And as I began to be more aware, things were manifesting a lot faster, and in a way that was shifting me in the direction that I needed to go.
Gotcha. So you said you was born and raised in Mexico, correct?
New Mexico.
Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. And you went through some poverty and some hardships while living there. So if you can really, really, you know, just rewind a little bit and go back into, like, you know, what was, like, an event that occurred, you know, while young that really helped you kind of along the way to become more this person you are, just really showing more gratitude and also being more involved in communities and helping build up
awareness. So I was born and raised in an apostolic church. So my dad has been a minister my entire life, and my dad by nature is a very positive person. And even though we were experiencing a lot of hardship, because he moved to the United States to raise a family. And I mean, he was here initially, as an undocumented immigrant. And, you know, his only, desire was to work so that he could create a better life for his family, you know. And I'm the youngest of four. So they had already experienced a lot more hardship. Because my siblings lived in Mexico before my parents transitioned here to the United States, and I was born here in the United States.
Okay.
And so it was really hard. Granted, I didn't know until I was a little bit older, maybe like hitting middle school, that we were poor, like by society standards, right? Because I started to have more friends that, you know, had nicer homes and, like, you know, just had nice clothing. And that was a a resource that was provided by, you know, their parents making a lot of money, which we didn't have, you know, and that's when I really started to pay attention to that. But my dad was always very positive. Like, no matter what we were going through, he would always say, like, his thing was, God will always provide. God will always provide. It doesn't matter what we go through, God will always provide. And that's what always stuck with me, is that, you know, we weren't given the spirit of fear. And that's what we were taught at church. Like, we were taught that in the Bible, that, you know, we weren't born with fear. We were taught fear. So if we can go back to our natural nature and believe that we are, you know, fearless beings, and that we can make anything possible, and that our circumstances that we're going through at that moment don't define us, that in fact they're making us stronger, you know, and they're strengthening us in areas that we need to be strengthened in order to go into the next phase of our life.
So true.
And I mean, I didn't recognize that at that time, you know, like, I took my upbringing for granted for a really long time, especially when I started to really experience life. And, you know, moving away from home at such a young age, that changed me in itself, you know, and being in the environments that I was in, it really helped me recognize that I was raised in a very healthy environment. Like, we may not have had much, we lived in a very humble home, but there was always peace. Granted, you know, we still went through a lot. Like, my brothers, you know, put my parents through a lot. I put my parents through a lot after I moved, but there was more of like a peace, because we had spirit in our life. We had God in our life, and that was always going to protect us no matter what we were going through. So that started from childhood, like from birth.
Okay. Gotcha.
And, you know, so being a part of a church community, that's really where I started to, you know, share my experiences, help other people. Like, I've been doing philanthropy work since I was, you know, a child, because we, you know, we were always doing community at church. We didn't get paid for it. You know, we were always there serving people, you know, serving each other within the church groups. I was involved in honor society when I was in high school, so I was always doing community service. I worked as a candy striper in the hospital, and you know, it wasn't even having to talk about God or my beliefs. It was really just showing up as love. You know what I mean? Like, really loving on people no matter where they are in their life. That's why I really appreciated the humanitarian side of my career, because I wanted to serve. Yeah. I just wanted to help people. I wanted to uplift people. I always was the person that people would come to for advice. So it was like, it was natural to me to just help.
Yeah, I love that. Honestly, I think that's all awesome as well. Especially you say going, you know, growing up in this home where, you know, you guys was like really committed to like spirituality and praise and faith. Because I think a lot of people, they tend to really lose that along the way and along their journey, because they really don't have nobody around them to guide them, you know, no supportive family, no support system. So I'm glad that she was able to touch on that early, because those that's listening right now, you know, whether you believe or you don't, or you're not in a church home or so, but there's nothing wrong with really getting on your hands and knees and really just saying thank you, you know,
right,
before the day start and everything of that nature. So I'm glad you was able to touch on that, honestly. And I know that your parents and everyone is like really proud of the woman you became and continue to really go for, especially from leaving home. That's a big step, taking that leap. So I really wanted to get into as well. It's just, you know, from this, you know, you say you worked in corporate. So from corporate, when did you decide to, you know, really take the step from away from near, to really saying that, man, I want to become a humanitarian? Like, when was it in your life that occurred that helped you really take that step to really jump into really humanitarian work?
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's always naturally been a part of my life. Even if I was in my career, I was involved in some type of community work. When I really decided to transition out, the thing is that I was pretty fearless. Like, I've always been pretty bold. And I've always been pretty good at listening to my intuition, although sometimes I'm a little bit of a hard head. I'm a Capricorn. So okay. I'm a very ambitious and I have a thick skin. So for you to penetrate me is a little bit, it's hard, right? And I just I wanted to do things my way. And a lot of times when my intuition, my gut was telling me to go this way, I was like, I want to have a little bit of fun. Right. So I'm going to do it this way. You know what I mean? And so I would know the answer, but I would take the detour on purpose because I knew that there was something that I needed to learn there, right? And so I was never afraid to step away from jobs. It's funny because I'm 34 and people are just like, I cannot believe all the things that you've done in your life. Like you've accomplished so much in just a short amount of time because right. I never limited myself. Gotcha. Like if I wanted to try something, I would do it. And then if I didn't like it, okay, I could just walk away from it. No harm. Like as long as I knew that I had done it at least once to experience it. And if it wasn't for me, it wasn't for me. And I could try something different. It was usually always in the realm of fashion, something very creative, sales. I did a lot of sales because of how, my personality is. I just have a very outgoing personality and I was always really good at it. And then writing. So my jobs always typically involved those types of, creative outlets. But a lot of different industries, during a short period of time, I was in the fashion industry, I did publishing. I was, I did creative writing a little bit. I was freelancing for that. I worked at an army base. I worked at an army base when I was in transition at some point. Right. And I did education. And so it was interesting because the different industries that I tried, they all tied together. And there was always something very similar that they had in common. It was the people, the type of people that were doing these jobs were so unhappy. Right. They were so unhappy. And I was always I would have bad days, like just any other human, but I always reverted back to positivity. So people enjoyed being around me. Like I would always, have a positive twist on everything that I was experiencing, even though there were days where I was going through hell. I've experienced hell and back, no joke, right. But I always kept a positive outlook because I knew that there was something that I needed to learn from it. There was something that I needed to learn from it. The environments that I was in, something that I needed to learn from it. But everything had a common ground too, because no matter where I went, I was always helping people. I was always helping people. And then I was always involved with the community. You know what I mean? Like if I found a church, and I would be a part of their community groups and outreaches and all that stuff. So that always came natural to me. And when I started to heal myself, holistically, I was living in Kansas, as a matter of fact. I was in the fashion industry there. So I had transitioned from Chicago to Lawrence, Kansas, and I was working in Topeka. And the universe knew that I was ready for some major transformation. And I knew that I needed to be isolated. And going to Lawrence, Kansas, I was isolated. Wow. And I learned a lot about myself in the 2.5 years that I was there. And I started doing even more community work because I didn't know a lot of people there. And I started getting really involved with my church and I started seeking purpose. I really started to go inward and really do a lot of self-reflection and asking myself a lot of questions. One of the things that I find that people tend to do a lot of is sedate. We have the opportunity to sedate every second of the day with social media, with relationships, with alcohol, with drugs, with work, with just overstimulation, we sedate and we never take the time to actually sit still with ourselves and ask some really hard questions, And sometimes it's not even something that you're planning. It's just something that needs to happen because of the trajectory that your life has taken. And my life had taken itself. I was kind of thrown to the wolves at that point. And this was in 2012 because I got thrown back into another corporate job, but it was a little bit different career move for me because when I had left the publishing world, I set an intention. It's like, okay, if the opportunity opens up for me to go back to the fashion industry, I need to have a couple things happen. Like I need to get international experience. I need to have the opportunity to travel a lot more. And I really need to, you know, just be able to accelerate my career path, right? And so when this job basically fell on my lap, it was a little bit scary because leaving Chicago, an environment that I knew, that I felt comfortable in, that I had friends, you know, in and everything, to go to a state that I had never been to a job that I didn't know. It was very new for me, and to a place where I knew absolutely no one, you know? And so I moved there with the faith that everything was going to work out the way that it needed to, and that I was going to be on the path that I needed to be on so that I could accelerate my growth and take me to the next level, right? And so I got there, and it was so challenging, Terrell. Like, it was probably one of the hardest transitions that I had ever made because, you know, I had been moving around a lot and I did it on my own, but never like this. Like, it had never been a transition like this. So I had to dig deep within myself, and I was on a 2-year contract. So I was like, my intention was just to finish out my 2 years and then go to the next place. But there was something that needed to be learned there, really to face uncomfortable environments, right? Make myself really uncomfortable so that I could get really comfortable with being uncomfortable and just growing from your discomfort, you know? And I did. So I dug deep and I spent a lot of time at work. And when I wasn't at work, I was working on myself. I was working out. I was, you know, teaching myself how to eat better, really paying attention to how my body felt. And even though I was making all these shifts, I still was suffering. Like, my health was really suffering because I was always so stressed out and anxious, you know, very, very stressed out and anxious. And I always felt better when I was either traveling or when I was a part of community, when I was doing something in the community. So I immersed myself more in that. And I started to really dive deep. And you know, one of the questions that I asked myself while I was there is like, what's really important to me? You know, what's really important to me? Is it the money? No, because I didn't come from it, right? Like, it was never the money. And I ended up, you know, being in a position where I was making good money, but I still didn't feel fulfilled. I didn't feel fulfilled. And I remember having the opportunity to travel to China, because I was in product development, and I traveled to China with my job. And I remember the first time going to China, it was like an experience that I will never forget. Right. Like, I got to experience the production side, which is what a consumer doesn't see. So I got to see from beginning to end and how much work is put into this process and what the true cost of it all is. And when I got to experience that, it wasn't exactly what I thought it was. And there was I was very intrigued with the culture, and I was very intrigued with just the people as a whole, how people live in other countries, the environments that they survive in, having conversations with people that are from there. Because like I said, because I've moved around so much, I've had the ability to be able to connect with people. I know how to connect with people because of my experiences. And so I'm able to talk to people that don't speak my language, you know, and I was doing that while I was, you know, working internationally. And that's what I loved. I loved that part of it. But when it came to my job, like the job that I was getting paid to do, I was so miserable. I was miserable and I couldn't shake it. And I really started to question whether I was in the right career. Because it's not, you know, people think that, you know, because you went to school for this, because I'm fortunate that I did go to school for fashion and I got a job in fashion. A lot of my friends did not. Some of my friends did, but a lot of them are working in retail or doing something completely different. I got to experience the world of fashion in a way that a lot of people haven't gotten to experience it. You know what I mean? And I thought that that was very important to me because I was always a very fashionable person, like very fast forward, you know, setting trends and stuff like that. But when it came down to it, that really, really mattered to me. You know, at the end of the day, did that fulfill me? Did the stuff that I had fulfill me? So I ended up getting through that contract. I was there for almost 3 years, and I ended up having the opportunity to move to Arizona by meeting a guy on my way to China, my very last trip to China. I connected with this guy on the plane, and we exchanged information. He told me to send him my resume when I got back, and the doors just seemed to align. Like, everything seemed to align, right? And I was like, how can I not reach out to this guy after I'm meeting him? Like, I was already setting intentions for change and wanting to be in a better space, like being near my family, by the sun. I was already brewing up these ideas. I wasn't actively seeking. I was just thinking about it, like setting my intentions, asking the universe, like, where do you want me to go? Like, where do you want me to go? And I'll just go, you know? And this opportunity arose, and I was here. Like, from the moment that I met him to the time that I was here in Arizona was about a 2-month time frame. Tell me that's not alignment, you know? Absolutely. And it was alignment. And when I moved here, I wasn't even in the job for a year before I decided to walk away, because that feeling came with me. Even though the environment changed, I was happy to be in Arizona. I was, oh my God, like, it's been such a healing experience for me. But with being at that job, I felt like I was dying inside. I felt like I was dying inside. And so I was immersing myself still in more personal development, like really being intentional about my nutrition and being, you know, mindful about thoughts and you know, the people that I was surrounding myself outside of work. And it really changed me. It really changed me. And my soul kept pulling me towards the direction of service.
Absolutely.
Just keep serving. And that's gonna get you through. That's gonna, you know, provide the peace that you need while you're doing this job that you need to be at for this amount of time. And then one day I just pulled the plug. Like, it was literally, I was brewing on it for like 6 months, and I was like, I can't continue to do this to myself. Like, I know I've made a lot of lifestyle changes, and this is the change that I still have yet to not make, just walking away from my career and allowing things to just flow. And because I felt like I was on a very resistant path where, like, things were just so resistant for me. And the key to manifestation and to really, like, living out your purpose, your soul purpose, is to be in flow and be on the path of least resistance. Absolutely. I didn't know what I was gonna do. Like, I had made a lot of like transformation within my own physical body and my mind and my spirit. And I just felt called to do that, to help people transform mind, body, spirit, and still do service. So, you know, shortly after, I started to do a lot of community work here in the Valley. And then I got introduced to Outreach for World Hope just 2 years ago. And it just felt right. You know, like, when things just feel right, like, it felt right. And I remember making the decision to go on this mission trip. And I didn't really have the financial resources to go, because I had to make a lot of adjustments. I had to make a lot of adjustments in my lifestyle. And that's another thing people don't really understand, is that when you're seeking purpose, it takes a lot of sacrifice when you're actually walking in your purpose. You know, walking away from comforts that you're used to, you know, like living a lavish lifestyle or having certain things that have to be a part of your life. I let all that go. And I realized that for me, that didn't bring meaning to my life. What brought meaning to my life was helping others, seeing change in others, and doing that at a global scale, right? And so I raised the money on a GoFundMe account, and I raised the money in less than a month. So I knew that this was the direction that I needed to take, because it was happening fluidly, you know?
And tell us, like, tell us about this trip that you just came from recently, Guatemala. I know you said you went out there, you know, with the community you're part of. I really wanted to touch on that as well help, you know, my younger audience as well that's listening, understand the importance of really just appreciating what you have, but also just knowing that there's people out there across the world who don't even know where the next meal is coming from. It's how deep it is. And, you know, tell us about, like, just your whole experience and just really visiting that place and the people you met. Just go through with that. We'll love to hear that. We'll appreciate it.
Sure, absolutely. So I went on my first mission trip last year, in 2018. And that experience was, it was different for me. I had gone to Mexico and I've seen, you know, I've seen poverty, and I work with Feed My Starving Children, and it's one thing to see it on a picture, right? Like, it's one thing to see a severely malnourished child in a picture, but to actually see it in person is a completely different experience. And so what this organization does is they are focused in Eastern Guatemala. And in Eastern Guatemala, it's a very mountainous like landscape. And there's still a lot of indigenous people that live there. And so there are people with, if you go on my Instagram, you can see some of the pictures from the garment, like the women wearing the garments. Like, it is, it's very different. And so this organization goes out there and they provide water filtration systems for these villagers. And these people don't have clean water, so they drink unclean water every single day. They have parasites. They're waterborne parasites for the from the unclean water that they're drinking, and they live in these small little huts, up to, like, you know, 8 to 10 people that live in these small rooms that you wouldn't even know these houses existed unless you knew how to get there. Like, we'd have to jump on the back of pickup trucks and drive, you know, up to 90 minutes to get up to these villages to visit these people. Mm. And there's the organization has an office in Wisconsin. It's a family owned organization. And then they have an office in Hocotan, Guatemala. And it's ran by these indigenous people. I mean, people that are from the land, so they know it very well. They speak the language. They're able to survey the land and to see where the most need is. And then they get groups together 4 times a year and they go on these short-term missions so that they're able to touch more people.
Absolutely.
So the first time, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, so the first time that we went, we served about 350 people, and same for this time. And there, we never go to the same village, but every time is a very similar process. Like, they provide, they provide clean water. They provide, there's certain families that are able to cultivate the land better than others. So we plant gardens, we do fruit trees, we built homes, we do stoves, because most of these people are cooking on, like, these fire burning stoves that, like, there's no ventilation in their homes, and they're breathing in these fumes. They're just not in very healthy conditions. And so that's what this organization does. They provide stoves with ventilation, so it's easier for them to be able to cook a warm meal, and they don't have to breathe in these toxic fumes. And then we provide parasite treatment for every single person that comes through the door. Each family gets to see a doctor, a physician from Guatemala, and then they get provided, you know, very simple medications that will help them with, you know, stomach pain, headaches, body aches, and stuff like that. So we get involved. We really get involved with the communities. And then they also put severely malnourished children into their lifeboat program. So their lifeboat program, it has over 200 unsponsored children and some that are sponsored. And each family gets a monthly supply of food and medications. They get to see the doctors for, like, you know, visitations, see how the families are doing, how they're progressing. And then the organization sends out, you know, progress images to their sponsors. I sponsor 4 families right now. And it's really great because, you know, with this organization, it being so small, you really get to interact with these people. I got to meet my very first sponsored child the first time that I went. I got to hold him. I got to go to his house, see where he lived, you know, and so I was able to help him and his family. And then throughout the year, I picked up three other sponsored children, and then I sponsored them, or I got to meet them this last trip that I came from. So it's a very impactful experience. And I think that it's important for everyone to be a part of that. And what's great about the organization is that a lot of people want to serve on this level, but they don't know how to get involved. One, two, they don't think they have the financial resources or the time. And this organization, because they go so frequently throughout the year, that it's shorter days. And so the average person could take vacation days off of work, right, and be able to be a part of these missions that will really transform you, because you get to experience something that you don't see here in the United States.
Absolutely. And what did you really learn mostly from this experience of visiting Guatemala and really seeing everything these families are going through, even with the clean water, like not having clean water and parasites being inside the waters and foods? Like, what did you really, really learn from that experience?
I mean, I've already, because of what I've experienced, I think that I have a sense of gratitude that that really helps me be more mindful of what happens, you know, in the world. But even losing sight of that for a few years when I was chasing my career, that, you know, I had a different perspective on what success truly was, you know, and reminding myself and being in these environments, I realized that we are so abundant. We are so abundant. No matter where we go, there is abundance around us, especially here in the States. Like, even when you don't have the financial resources, Americans have a lot of resources. We have a lot of resources to thrive. You know, like, there's so many resources for people to have their own businesses, you know, to have food on the table, to have clothes on their back, you know, to be able to buy, you know, toys for their kids, to be able to, like, have tangible, you know, electronics that we can be on social media and connect with each other. They don't have any of that, and they're happy. They're happy. You know, they don't have anything, and they're happy. And that really grounded me, you know, it really grounded me, and it brought me back to my reality, like how I was born, that, you know, I was born with nothing, and I was happy.
Right.
I was happy. And you know, this is the happiest that I've ever been. And it's because I remembered where I came from, one, and two, that there's people out there that don't have and wish that they had what we have here.
Absolutely. No, I love that. I honestly want to just congratulate you on taking that step, really, you know, and getting more involved, because like you said, it all developed in you when you was young. So I wanted to take a moment, as I do each interview, to really show some gratitude towards you for who you are and the space you've stepped in to become this leader, this humanitarian person who loves giving, you know, back more than really receiving. I think that's big, because there are so many people in this world today that's really just taken out more than what they give. And we really want to leave this place better than we found it. We want to leave people better than we found them. We leave communities better than we found them. So I just want to take some time to really show that gratitude and hats off to you for all the work that you've done, you know, from really being in this space of moving from city to city and leaving family behind and working in the corporate world. And we wanted to thank today's sponsors, brought to you by Anchor.fm. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's completely no charge. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone, tablet, or computer. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you, where it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and many more. Guys, it's everything you need to make a podcast. Honestly, it just takes for you to really get started. Go ahead and download the free Anchor app and go to anchor.fm and look forward to seeing you create your show. Yes. not being fulfilled or really enjoyed what you was doing, but knew that there was more out there for you. So you decided to take that step and really dive into really traveling the world and going to these different communities, going to China, experiencing that culture, meeting these people who put you in position to really give back and to help you and help elevate you, your lifestyle. Also going to working with nonprofit organizations and these organizations that's going and delivering clean water and delivering to these places, because you're right. People in the U.S. are not appreciative, man. They're not. They're so much driven by ego and money. They're not realizing, understanding as much more than that. So when you leave, you can't take it with you. You can't take that almighty green. You know, honestly, a mentor of mine, he said this. If you had a choice, you know, and I want to ask you this question as well. You know, would you rather impact, you know, 1 billion people, or would you make $1 billion? Like, which one would you really, really choose?
I would choose impacting people. And you know why? Because when you are walking in your purpose, money's energy. Money's energy. And when you are doing what you're supposed to be doing, when you are in alignment with yourself and your truth, that the money will always show up. Like, you will always be taken care of. So those billions of people that you're impacting is going to turn into billions of dollars that you are able to, you know, cultivate. Because we are all here to serve one another. Absolutely. And if more people, you know, did more of that, they would feel more fulfillment and they would experience more abundance. Absolutely. And that's exactly what's happened to me, is that the more I step into my power and the more I step into my truth, the more I step into my purpose, the more abundance I experience. Like, you have no idea the enrichment that I've experienced since my experiences to all these places that I've been to, but really being in the space of serving, not expecting anything in return. Because when we serve and we expect something in return, we're doing it for all the wrong reasons.
Absolutely. And out of all these places you visit, you know, around the world, what was that one particular place that really caught your heart, that really touched you, like, in such a way where you're like, man, I want to visit here more and just give more? I know there's been numerous places or some places or so, but that one particular place where you even seen the young infants really just going through that poverty, going through that hurt, and just like, man, you're like, I got to take this place. I got to be in position. I got to help them. Which place was that?
Mexico City.
Okay.
Mexico City. I went there 3 years ago. And I think the reason why I connected with Guatemala so much is because it reminds me of my people. We're all the same, right? Like, we are all the same. Every place that I've ever visited, I've always felt like I'm a part of that culture.
Right.
You know, because I can connect with people in that way. Excuse me. I can connect with people in that way. And so Mexico City was very special to me because that is my heritage. That is where I come from. And it is so important that each and every one of us, if you are from America or if you're from another country, that you connect with your culture. Because experiencing Mexico City the way that I experienced it, I took a solo trip there. And I didn't limit myself to anything. Like, I did whatever I wanted to do. And people were more scared for me than I was for me. I was like, I'm going to go have fun. Like, that's my intention, and to learn, right? And I met the most amazing people. I'm not going to lie. There was moments where I was like, holy fuck, like, I'm going to be in a situation that may not be good, but like, I was always taken care of, and it always turned out to be really good. And it helped me really connect with my culture. And it gave me us like that spice again for life, right? Like, to really just be have a childlike nature, curiosity, and just learn about where I come from and just connect with people and serve. And so Mexico City did that for me. And then, you know, going to Guatemala was like next level.
Absolutely. Next level.
Yeah.
No, I think that's huge, you know, because, you know, a lot of people don't get to step out that limelight, you know, that the place they was always born in. And for you to see that, I think that's huge. But you told yourself when you was young that I want to do this, I want to get into this. and everything of that nature. So I think that's awesome. And if you had a chance right now, you know, I know you say you're 34 years old, to really write a letter to your younger child self, what exactly would that letter look like? What exactly would you say to that person?
Rebecca, remember who you are. Never forget who you are. Fear is not something that you're born with. It's something that you're taught, and that everything that you are about to experience in your life is going to be epic. And every stronghold that you come across, every, you know, challenge that you face, all the adversity that you are going to experience, it's molding you. It's just molding you, and it's teaching you that you are stronger than you ever imagined, and that, you know, you are so passionate and you are filled with so much grace and so much love that no matter what you decide to do, you're gonna thrive, and people are gonna support you because you are in alignment with who you are and you're living out your truth. And don't ever let anybody tell you that it's different, because it's not. Like, we're energy, and the universe and God responds off frequency. And when you're elevated and when you are thriving at a high frequency, right, anything is possible. Absolutely. Anything is possible. So don't limit yourself. Do it all.
So true. I love that. I love that. Don't limit yourself. I just love the way you just put it just now. I must say, I really, really enjoyed just talking to you, our conversation. And, you know, you touched on some really heartfelt things, which I know would touch many, many people who tune into this show. So you should be really proud of yourself and knowing it's only the beginning, to really keep going and keep serving, you know, and everything like that. But I wanted to ask this question as well. Like, what do you really enjoy most about really serving in the communities? Like, you know, what really... what's that it factor that really, really puts that smile on your face?
Teaching people that they can do it too. It doesn't matter where they come from. You know, in a lot of the communities that I serve, there's people that think that their life starts and ends there. Okay. That they can't do what I do. And I'm no different. Like, I come from nothing. You know, I come from nothing, and right, that mindset is everything. And that if you change your mindset and you really take care of yourself, that you pay attention to your environments and the people that you surround yourself, that you can do anything. And so, you know, connecting with people is the most important thing for me. Having conversation without your phone, like, take your phone out of your face and actually talk to one another. Absolutely. Because you have the opportunity to serve everywhere you go. It doesn't have to be in a homeless shelter. It doesn't have to be in Guatemala. It doesn't have to be in China or the Philippines or Mexico City. It doesn't have to be out of your country or your zip code. You can serve everywhere you go. Everyone is meant to be a humanitarian. We are all here to serve. So, you know, just teaching people that you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to have a fancy job title or have a lot of money in your bank account to impact people.
Absolutely. I love that. And what place are you looking to go maybe this year or the next year after, that you haven't yet visited and yet helped, but you are looking to really, really serve in that community too?
I'm actually, I'm saving and planning right now for Ecuador and Peru. So okay, I'll be there in September.
Okay.
And I'm not going on a mission trip there. That's really focused on cultured society, my brand.
Okay.
Because I am working on a lifestyle and travel blog style, but I'm really utilizing social media for what it's supposed to be. And so, you know, allowing people to be a part of my story, because you will see, like, if you go on my Cultured Society Instagram page, you see a progression. Like, if you go through the very beginning to now, like, I've changed, and you see my transformation through there. And so, and you see how my brand evolves. And that's one thing I want to tell people, is that if you have an idea in your head, like if you're contemplating leaving your career, there's so many ways to make money. so many ways to make money. I mean, like, I've done some pretty like unexpected things while I'm building, you know, what I'm building. And it doesn't have to look like anybody else. You can do whatever makes you feel right. And so building my brand has taken me a really long time. I'm building it organically. I'm not paying for followers. I'm not doing any of that stuff. I'm really being intentional about connecting with people. And so that really displays like how I adventure through my trips and how I connect with people. And so Ecuador and Peru is going to be one of the highlights of this year, aside from Guatemala. I'll be out there for like 2.5 weeks. So I would love for you guys to follow me.
Absolutely. I just love the title too of Culture Society, but you see me laughing over here. I was laughing at the paying for follower things, because that's another thing too. Like, you know, people focus so much what's on the outside versus already on the inside. It's like, exactly. When it's natural made, you ain't got to really prove yourself to nobody. You just prove yourself to God. That's really it, man. And so many people just, they got the wrong impression on the world, man. And
oh,
everything,
my God,
like that. Like,
you know what?
Especially.
Sorry to interrupt you, because I don't want to lose like this thought. But,
oh, yeah, you good.
You know, I was listening to Gerard Adams talk about how he built his following and like all of the things that he did to get to where he is right now. And one of the things he touched on was paying for followers. And he ended up losing like 50 to 70,000 followers, if I'm not mistaken, like at some point. And he was really pissed because he was like, I did all this work and you know, they weren't even real followers.
Right.
But for me, connection is very important. Like, I want to be able to connect with my audience, and the people that follow me, I want them to be able to resonate with me. Because even though I don't talk a lot about my personal experiences, I kind of go around it to give a broader message, because I'm not just talking about travel. You know, I incorporate my travel into the things that I've learned about life. Mindset shifts are very important. They're key. You know, mindset shifts are very important. Like, you're never going to stop growing. And so to adopt a growth mindset is very, very important for you to be able to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. You know, because there's misconceptions that only the successful, they had money from the very beginning,
right,
to be able to do things that they're doing now. That's a lie. That's a lie, because a lot of the people that I'm really good friends with that are very successful, they've been through some shit. And they had broke times, and I have, you know, I've experienced a lot of adversity, and you know, it's growing slowly, but it's more sustainable. And that's very important to me, because I want sustainability and balance. I've experienced the opposite end of the spectrum when it comes to my career. And I'm doing things differently now. I finally learned my lesson. So I'm growing slow and steady, but it's sustainable for me, and I'm having so much fun.
I love that. And where can they follow you at? On your website
Society.
And everything?
Cultured Society, yeah. And that's really where I'm focused right now, and growing my brand. And then eventually it'll grow into something else. But like I said, it's something that I can really manage, and I can have a very direct influence to my audience.
Absolutely. When was it a time and point in your life where you really, really felt like giving up, but you knew that the only way was to move forward?
I have ran 5 marathons in my life.
Okay.
And it happened in a very short season. It was a 5-year period where I trained every single year for a different marathon. And I remember running the first marathon, and I'm not a runner, mind you. I actually like dealt with weight issues my entire life. Like, right. I was self-conscious about my weight since I was a kid. And I wanted to run a marathon because my best friend ran a marathon, and she really inspired me. And I was like, if she can do it, I can do it too.
Right.
So I challenged myself to do it. And I was already like in my late 20s, you know? And I remember training for this marathon. And have you ever run a marathon?
No, I it's actually on my bucket list to run a marathon. Yeah.
Well, you need to. You need to just at least once.
I used to run cross country. Back
oh,
in high school.
Then there you go. It's right up your alley. So, like, I started training, and I did a lot of philanthropy work during that time. I was raising money for the AIDS Foundation of Chicago. I raised, you know, a couple thousand dollars for them while I was training. I figured if I'm going to put my body through this mess, I might as well do it for a good cause, right?
Right.
And so I learned a lot about myself during that season, even though I had I feel like my life experiences had really brought me to a place where I was ready to put myself through that discipline. Right. But I realized that life is very similar to marathon training and getting past the finish line, is that it's pretty much all mindset, you know, and when you're able to train your mind to like say that you can do it, your body can do some miraculous things. And so it was when I was marathon training that I realized that if I can put myself through this, then I can put myself through anything. And it doesn't matter how hard it gets. I just have to keep pushing because I did not make it this far to give up now.
And, you know, how do you stay focused? Like what keeps you really, really focused on your day to day?
Mindfulness. I cook a lot. I house manage a family, one of my clients that I help them with their kids. I do their house management work. I do their meal prepping. And I have transitioned them to using Western medicine to going more a holistic route. And that's what I coach my people to do. And being mindful of what I'm doing when I'm doing it. Working with kids has really helped me be more present. They're babies, and I have to make sure that I'm there every step of the way. So being more mindful, more aware, more present, and in the moment has really helped me stay grounded. And being in Arizona is so magical. The mm-hmm. sun shines year round, and mm-hmm. like I spend so much time in the sun. I take off my shoes. Like I was in the fashion industry, you know, and like I had heels upon heels, and I had like all this trendy shit. Now I just wear flip-flops and sneakers sometimes, and like I have easy access to the earth. So I could take off my shoes whenever like I'm near grass, and I'm at the park every single day in the sun, and that helps me stay grounded.
Right. I love that. And what's next for you in this upcoming year?
Well, I'm really excited and have been focused on getting all of my funds together for this upcoming Ecuador Peru trip. That's major, and that has me like really focused. And then I'm moving, so that's going to be a big transition to within Arizona. But you know, there's a lot of things brewing right now that is a possibility that can change. So it's just the excitement of being present where I am and just allowing things to flow. That's what this year has a lot more manifestation happening. So I'm excited about that.
Absolutely. I wanted to take some time really to recognize just everything, you know. I know I took time to show gratitude, but just from the beginning to now, to hear your story, to hear the impact you're making, but to hear the ups and downs, to hear events that occurred in your life that transforms you and transitioned you, you know, in a way that you may not thought when you was younger, but as you got older, you started to really see clearly now. And I just want people really to take the time that's listening right now to go ahead and follow Rebecca at Cultured Society on Instagram and connect with her. You can learn a lot, you know. As she says, she's also not just traveling, but also building her brand and connecting and stuff like that as well, continuously. Just growing, a growing individual who know what the bottom feels like, you know. And so many people say they came from nothing, but you never know when you came from nothing until you really hear it. And that's what I really enjoy about this whole platform, is knowing when you hear these people really share their story and their journey, because it may be just a first time for them to be on this major platform or so, to really share that, for them to really touch you guys, but for them to know that from here, the only way is up, you know? The only way is up. Despite all that we've been through, we can always grow through what we go through as human in a human society. And I believe before we leave, you know, this earth, that we must leave something behind.
Amen.
Something powerful behind. So when it's all said and done, Rebecca Munoz, what do you mostly want to be remembered for?
The person that just lived life and that inspired other people to do the same, to live a life of freedom. because it doesn't matter what background you come from, you have the choice to be free. You have the choice to be free. And I want people to remember me as being free and just doing the things that really allowed me to thrive and helping people in the process.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that. And have you ever like, or when was it when you felt like when maybe someone you visit in one of the, you know, one of those third world countries or so, maybe emailed you or messaged you or so, or just said something to you, like what was those words that really touched you where you're like, man, like I'm so proud of myself? You know, what exactly, and what time and point in life was that, you know, if that makes sense?
You know, this actually happens to me a lot, and I don't really acknowledge it because I just live life. Like, I don't even really question things a lot of times. Like, I just kind of do whatever makes me feel right. So people that have been following me for a few years, if I get to see them in person, they always tell me, like, wow, like, you really inspire me. You're really fearless. You're really bold. Like, you have a lot of courage. And I am grateful. Like, I'm really grateful that people see me that way because I just do what I want. You know, like what makes you feel good. And so one of the instances was when I went to Mexico City. So one of the things that I do to keep my cost low when I travel, because again, people don't have to spend a lot of money to travel, I use like adventure apps. Like I do couch surfing, and that's one of the ones that I use. And then I do like Hostel World and Airbnb. And, you know, I use a lot of different apps that kind of help cut costs for me to travel internationally and even within the United States. But the girl that hosted me in Mexico City, I met her through couch surfing. Okay. And her and I instantly connected. I mean, soul sisters. And like, let me tell you that the universe will always provide with like the amazing resources that you need when you have the right intention. And she told me, like, when I left, she's like, I've hosted a lot of people from Europe, from, you know, different parts of South America, Central America, and the United States. She's like, but you are so different. Like you connected with me instantly. You made me feel like, you just made me feel different. Mm-hmm. And we're still connected till this point. Like this, you know, she's living in the Czech Republic right now. And like, we're still connected. We got to see each other in LA. And it's those intentional connections that you have that really change people's lives. You don't even have to do it on a big platform.
Yeah, you know? Feel free to shout her out.
I'm sorry?
Feel free to shout her out. You can shout her out.
Yeah, Ina Ramirez, I absolutely love you. Like, you have been such a gem. I'm so grateful that I got to experience life with you during the time that I was there. I had a blast. And it really goes to show that we're not alone. We're not alone. When you're in alignment, like you're constantly connecting, like you and I, we connected and we are vibing on that same frequency, right? And so I appreciate that about you too.
Absolutely. Now I know we about to really boil down and really about to, you know, get out of here in a few, but I want you to really share something, just really freestyle, you know, something you haven't shared yet with the people, something you really want to, you haven't got to share in such a while, a long time. Just go ahead all out.
Cool. Okay, so I am really grateful to be on this platform. One, because we are the people that you're attracting, Terrell, are the people that are really working to inspire, you know, the masses. And so the things that we do for on a day-to-day is it's not going unnoticed. Like, people are really noticing this. And one of the things that I get told a lot through my sharing of my experiences is how much I've transformed physically and mentally, spiritually. And I've done that by holistically healing myself. And what I mean by holistically healing myself is holistically healing myself, my mind, body, spirit, not just going to the gym, not just going to yoga and, like, you know, working out and doing the things that, like, society tells you that you need to do to get physically fit. Physically fit means, like, you are really working on your mind. You're really being intentional about what you put in your body. You're being very intentional about the people that you surround yourself with, the career that you're like investing your time in, the relationship, the romantic relationships that you're investing your time in, it's depleting you. And I realized at a point in my life that I was being very depleted. I was giving to others, and I wasn't giving enough to myself. That's when everything shifted for me. When I really started to paying attention to what I was putting into my body. I've been vegan for 2 years.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And I went vegetarian prior, and then I tried the pescatarian lifestyle, but veganism has changed my life. And on a holistic level, it has taken my health to a new level. And, you know, if anybody is exploring that lifestyle, like, I'd be more than happy to guide you through it and talk to you about it, because that really changed my mind, body, spirit. I'm changing at a cellular level. And when people tell you that you cannot heal without Western medicine, it's a lie, because you can. I did it. And I'm changing, I'm aging backwards. Like, I don't think the way that I used to, I don't feel the way that I used to. And the way that I look at myself now is so different. I stopped dating, like, I became celibate. I did all these things to really, not necessarily isolate myself from the world, but really just like tune into me. Really pay attention to what's going on inside of me. And when I really started to transform what's going on inside of me, it was a reflection of what was going on outside of me. The people, my environments changed. The way that people fed into me changed. The way that my perspective of the world, my perspective on success really changed. So I encourage you that if you are, you know, on this path to entrepreneurship, or you want to be more creative and you want to transition out of your job and travel, do it. Do it. Like, life is too short. Do it. But focus on you. Like, really focus on healing yourself internally, and everything will just start changing for you externally.
I love that. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. I think vegan is a big step as well. Vegan is a big, big step. And I know some of us that's listening, even myself, you know, I want to, you know, get into that as well, because I feel like that's when you're really, really focused.
You're focused. Absolutely. And you know what? Like, people think that veganism is hard, or that it's boring, or that you're not getting enough, you know, like, you're not getting enough diversity in your diet. But because I have traveled so much and I'm a big foodie, like, I have been able to, I like to experiment with my food too. So I have been able to pretty much transition all of, like, even my mom's dishes, like my mom's traditional Mexican dishes, to vegan. And it's so good. It's so good. So if you're interested, or, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be more than happy to give you tips on how to do it, because it will change you. It really will.
Absolutely. And what was the greatest advice, maybe recently, maybe when you was younger, what was, like, the best advice you felt like you ever received from maybe someone?
There's no limits. We are multidimensional human beings, and we can do whatever we want to do. And in fact, we're not meant to do just one thing. We're meant to do a lot of things. Like, we're utilizing a very small percentage of our brain.
Absolutely.
And our brain is massive. We have billions of cells in our brain that are not being utilized. And you can turn them on by just changing your lifestyle and just be more intentional about your thought process. And so when I took that advice into consideration, I was like, holy fuck, there is no limits. Like, I can do whatever I want to do. I have to set an intention, and I have to be very clear on what it is that I want. And it's just going to flow to me. And it has.
There you go. Before we get out of here, where can the people connect with you on?
On social media. So you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. Instagram is probably one of the best outlets. And then my email and my phone number are on my Instagram too. So feel free to reach out.
Awesome. Awesome. I love that. And I just wanted to, most importantly, also just take some time to thank you for devoting time and showing up and being fully present today. And those that's listening right now, I just want you to take some time, like I say, follow, but support her mission. You know, she comes from very humble beginnings, and And if this message, which I know deeply, deeply touched you in such a powerful way where you felt like, you know, just you was alone, or you felt like your head was down, or you felt like someone close to you just don't know how to reach out and just ask for help or ask for some guidance or just connect with the right people, because connection is something big, guys. And I believe community brings unity. So feel free to really subscribe and also leave a review once this platform is really uploaded onto Spotify, iTunes, and other multiple podcast platforms as well. And, you know, like I say, guys, like, just like she say, live life, you know, to the fullest, because you only get one life to live. But if you live it right, once is only enough to inspire before we expire. Amen. To really, really, really help you guys in an extraordinary way and get you through your obstacles, get you through tough times, and to try things new. Life is to explore, not to be bored, you know, and it's nothing wrong with being at peace with yourself. When everybody else is partying, it's nothing wrong with you being by the ocean, absorbing the energy, closing your eyes, listening to some good tunes that just relaxes you, that heals you, and things like that, because it's going to put you into another space where you become mature, continuously become mature, and you grow up. And you feel a lot older than what you are, but it's just a part of life, man. It's a part of the life we choose, right? So, guys, hit the subscribe button, download, leave a review for Ms. Rebecca Munoz. Tell her thank you. Reach out to her and support the mission. Guys, my name is Terrell Sumter, your weekly host in the Inspire Before We Expire. This is Ms. Rebecca Munoz. And Rebecca, before we get out, I need you to say the Inspire Before We Expire with excitement.
The Inspire Before We Expire. Thank you so much, Terrell. This was awesome.
And there you have it, folks. This is the Inspire Before We Expire. We're out.